Steve, let's start with you. How were the conditions today?
It was pretty warm, but I think it was good water, so everything was good.
On the way over, Andy, you were saying that you prefer it a little more shallow.
Yeah, it seems like you say it takes a little longer, but the boat seems to pop up a little easier and pull a little easier. So, this is a hard one today.
What was today's race plan?
Pretty much what we did, you know, the same that it's been the last few years, is just try and get a lead and hold it.
Now, you guys are fast, real fast, and very difficult to beat or even stay with. What do you think makes you such a fast team?
I think we're just consistent all the way down, I guess, main thing.
What about you, Andy?
Well, yeah, you know, we... practice a lot and all that, but, we've also been doing this for, a lot longer than some of these other guys that are right behind us. You know, we've been doing it for, 20 years or more, so that probably helps.
Steve, what's it like paddling with Andy Treble?
Well, it's pretty good because he's the best paddler in North America right now, so I can't complain about that.
What about Steve? What makes you choose Steve year after year for big races like this?
Well, the same thing, he's the best guy back there, and, there's a lot of other things, too. We're same age, good friends, both have, families with kids about the same age, so, everything works out good.
Your time today was 7 hours, 9 minutes, and 22 seconds. Is that right on the mark?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even sure what our time was. It sounds good to me. That's probably the fastest one in a while.
It definitely is. Were you thinking that you would it would take longer, Steve?
We thought about around 7 hours with the water, but you never really know. It depends on how the race goes. When you're alone in the front, it's a little easier to get good time because you just keep going all the time. If it packs up, then it might take a little longer because then it slows down a little bit here and there. So, yeah, time is about good, I think.
Andy, I was watching you. I was spotting in Otigo, and I was watching you. You were talking to somebody. Somebody was pitting for someone else, and you were just having a leisurely chat with them as you were paddling away. I mean, you just seem so relaxed out there. What do you think makes you such a good paddler?
A lot of stuff. Like you say, I've been able to paddle with, the best paddlers there are, which makes a big difference. I didn't have to learn a lot of that stuff. On my own, that was, taught to me, and, I think that makes a big difference.
What about paddling with your dad?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's who I learned to paddle from, and, to me, he's one of the best guys there, that could possibly teach you, so.
Do you two plan to continue to paddle together for years to come?
Well, I'm sure we're going to keep paddling together, you don't want to make plans too far in advance, but, we got a good thing going, so.
You sure do. This is your fourth win together, and this is your sixth win, Andy. You're making your way right up the ladder, and Steve, you must be excited about the fact that two of you guys up in your neck of the woods did well at the Classique.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what is it like when you bring Andy up there and you paddle in front of all of your friends, family, and fans?
Well, it's about the same as everywhere. I mean, more family, more friends comes up to the race, but basically it's the same thing as far as getting prepared and having a good race. But it's always fun to have the best fans,
I wanted to pass it to Joe and Chris and see if they had any questions for Andy or Steve.
Yeah, I do. I'm just looking at some of these times. Andy was right. This is the best time that's been posted in a long time. 7:09:22. The closest time was 2 years ago in 2009 when the same team, Andy and Steve, did it in 7:22, so you shaved off a considerable amount of time from that 09 time. But what I was looking at, and you mentioned earlier how you like to take a lead at the beginning and just maintain that lead, open it up if you can. This year's lead hasn't been that great. This year's was more of a 5-6 minute lead compared to 10, 15, 20 minute leads that you've had in past years. Now, do you think that maybe the competition's getting a little bit quicker, that they're cutting down this lead, or are you just finding that a 60-second lead is as good as a 10-minute lead so long as we're in front?
Well, I definitely think, you know, these guys are getting better. You know, some of these guys haven't been paddling that long, and, you know, they're getting better every year, and, you know, things are going to keep getting closer. You know, with the higher water tends to keep things, you know, a little closer sometimes, too, but, you know, I think it's, you know, just the teams are getting better.
And I also want to ask, did you have run, I asked this of the other guys, did you have any difficulties because of the elevated water levels with your pitting crews? And did they have to move to different locations, or did it just get a little awkward at times because somebody loses their footing, or were the pits smooth enough?
All the pits for me were smooth. You know, like you say, we didn't have any problems today.
Well, good, and congratulations on just a very, very skillful race. You got out in front, you maintained the pace. I guess reading the river must have been quite easy this year.
Yeah, you know, it's you're moving a little faster. The current's a little bit more, you know, I don't know, swirly, stuff like that. So, you know, you got to keep your head up, make sure something doesn't catch you off guard. But, you know, like I say, everything went good.
Well, excellent. Again, congratulations on an outstanding performance.
Yes, congratulations, guys.
Guys, I want to also say that, you know, these guys are incredible paddlers. They come off the river, and they're always so willing to come right in and chat with us. And I want to thank you both very much for that. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are great paddlers. We love watching you. And as we cover this race every year, and we wish you the best of luck individually and together in the future.
All right, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
All right, our winners for the pro class, Andy Trebold, Steve Lajoie, 7 hours, 9 minutes, 22 seconds, P14. Your winners again for the fourth straight year together. For Canoe Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens, CDO.